When trying to identify people that could create a potential conflict of interest, not only do you need to think of people that you have a personal relationship with that are WIC participants, such as the example that we just looked at, but you also need to try to think of anyone that you have a personal relationship with that is in some way associated with the WIC program. For example, maybe you have a personal relationship with someone who works at a grocery store that accepts WIC benefits, someone who works at a pediatrician's office, or someone who provides office supplies to WIC clinics. Each of these examples are a potential conflict of interest because you may feel obligated to recommend that WIC participants shop at that specific grocery store, go to that specific pediatrician's office, or request that other WIC clinics purchase their office supplies from that specific vendor.